come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
You know what today is?
No, why don't you tell me?
You don't know?
You recycle?
Today is National Recycling Day.
Hi, I'm reminding you to recycle.
And recycle everything.
Hey, always recycle.
And so, we must all recycle every day.
We recycle everything.
Y'all recycle.
Y'all recycle this.
National Recycling Day.
Recycling bins everywhere.
So, it's showtime.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, what is going on, Kansas City? Happy Friday, a yippee fry yay. My name is Hartzell, and this right chia, it is your KC Morning Show. We got a stacked card this morning on the show today. It has been an elite week on the KC Morning Show. Joining us, it is All Elite Wrestling's Swerve Strickland. His resume is already that of legends, and this was just really, really good. December 11th at the T-Mobile Center. Grab your tickets. Join me, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage. They'll be filming that as well. I am legitimately pumped. After that, we've got the sweet sounds of DJ Die Hard on equal parts the ones and the twos. Don't get it twisted. Rate, review, subscribe. My friends, do that thing that you do. My name is Hartzell. It is a good day to be a Kansas Citian. Always. Happy weekend. Let's weekend. We will see you in the morning. Bye.
It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means.
The KC Morning Show.
Swerve Strickland to the top.
Is it time? Is it time in Swerve's house?
Swerve, stop.
One, two, three.
It's over. Swerve is your new champion.
Just witnessed a moment.
For the first time on your KC Morning Show, he is a former AEW Tag Team Champion alongside Keith Lee. He was the first ever black man to be crowned AEW World Champion. My friends, welcome to the show, Swerve Strickland.
How's it going, man? Appreciate the intro.
I just want to kick it off with this. I'm a black man in Kansas City, Swerve, and I know that a lot of folks talk a lot about black excellence, but somebody's got to go do that. And I just want you to know, man, you are black excellence, and I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that. There's a lot of talk about those kind of things, or sometimes a little quiet, and it's spoken very softly. I was more about like, actually, let's just make action out of those words. Yeah. Happy about stepping up to the challenge.
You were built for the bright lights, but did you think that this path would be how it's turning out?
No, you can only like envision so far. I always envision short term, like little goals that I want. Like when I first started the journey, I just wanted to get my face on a poster to the indie shows that I was like being a part of. That I wanted to be on the DVD. Then I wanted to get featured matches. Then I wanted to get special matches from guys coming from TV, like from TNA, WWE. I wanted to get in those matches too on the indie shows, wrestle those guys. I wanted to travel. It was like small little short-term goals among the years that I wanted to try to like knock off and accomplish. That I wanted to get enough money to like pay for the gas to get to these shows. I wanted to like pay a bill. Then I wanted to get a flight. Once those short things started like being knocked off more and more frequently, that's where my confidence started growing. And once the confidence started growing, it started becoming more real. I was like, oh, wow, I think I could really take this to the farthest that it could possibly go. And once that happened, I was like, okay, then now I know I can pull this stuff off.
From the Army Reserves all the way to All In London, as this is happening, do you get a chance to take some mental snapshots and maybe even pinch yourself a little bit?
Absolutely. 100%. That's part of my motivation, truth be told, to keep going like that. The years that, like, I was like, didn't have a lot of money and I had like two little girls I had to provide for and take care of. And I was didn't have a lot of money and I still had to be on the road. So it was even tougher, you know, to make those odds and ends meet and sacrifice that time at the same time. So those were my motivations to get in there. Being in the military reserves honestly helped build that strong mental fortitude to keep going and perseverance and to keep pushing and to like stay consistent. You don't always get everything that you want off the first or second or third or fourth attempt. It takes like sometimes the 15th and 20th. And there's a lot of doubt that goes along with that. But that perseverance is what keeps your mind steady on what you're trying to achieve and what you're doing this all for.
So I was chatting with Darby Allin a couple days ago, and I am in agreement, y'all. AEW is where the best wrestle. So what does that 100%. Mean? What does that mean to you, brother? From the locker room to what we see in that ring.
To me, it's the competitive nature of it. Not just like who wants to be the best, but it's who wants to prove who the best is. This is who truly some of the best in the company, which means that's who some of the best in the world are. But to prove it, you got to actually perform in the ring. That's a title you got to hold, and it's not easy to hold it. You know, sometimes it's a sacrifice and sometimes it's grueling. When you add guys on the roster like myself, like a Will Ospreay, like a Jay White, like an Okada, like a Pac, and you add like a Kenny Omega, and then you add like veteran leadership of like an Adam Copeland, a Christian. These guys are like top level performers that have been for so long. We have that whole mixing pot together in one ring, in one show of guys that can just do it at any night. That's what truly where the best wrestle means. Then you got the caliber of the women that are performing like a Willow Nightingale, pushing things to the next limit with a Chris Statlander, Mina Shirakawa coming in, pushing things a little further, you know, Mercedes coming in, you know, raising the stock of the women challenging her, you know, for that right. Just so much talent across the board in a way that you can't see it anywhere else. You have to tune into All Elite Wrestling to really see and get a grasp and feel that, and then go to a show to be involved in the atmosphere of what that is.
I mean, it's so refreshing to hear this. I mean, y'all gas each other up, and that just does not seem like a thing that happens in professional wrestling, at least not to the extent that AEW does it. Like, y'all got each other's back.
Truly, truly. It also comes from the fact that we've all been like traveling the road together for about 10 years before All Elite Wrestling even really became a thing. You know, so we have that camaraderie, we have that trust, and we have that rapport with one another's body work. And then everybody just seems to like take it up another notch year in and year out here in AEW, like a Darby, and then a Ricochet coming in. And then you have like guys that I like can't stand, like a Hangman Page. They still are pushing the bar higher and further to new levels. Even people that you don't like or just can't stand, you have to respect the level of commitment to the art of pro wrestling, the business of All Elite Wrestling, and the competitive nature of our pay-per-views and our weekly television shows.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. You're mixing it up, like you said, in the ring. What can folks expect, not just out of AEW, but Swerve? You got folks who might be seeing you for the first time. What can they expect from Swerve Strickland?
If you're watching me for the first time, as soon as I pop on the screen, you just feel something different about me compared to anybody else that you've seen on the show or that you've seen in wrestling. I've always strived to put myself in a different type of aura and energy that you feel before I even get into the ring. You know, you just feel like, man, there's something different about them. He doesn't feel like a wrestler. When you look at me, I don't feel like that. I feel like I'm coming from some type of other entertainment feel, which is honestly a good thing. You kind of want a mix of both those things. And then when you see me perform, it's like, wow, this is like honestly one of the most unique and proficient pro wrestlers I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
And that's always what I wanted to provide. But also, if you look through my catalog, there's a lot of things that you never would have expected me to be doing in the ring throughout my 15-year career.
Yeah, Swerve, you staple photos to a man's face, brother. What the hell?
After he done it to me, too.
Son's finger painting.
Oh, that's what the... Oh, my God.
And now Swerve left with a permanent reminder.
Holy smokes.
Oh!
Well, Adam Page more than living up to his word. Oh, look at this!
What the hell is wrong with him?
Oh, my God, no!
But that's, like, one of those things that you see that I provide. That's just like, oh, wow, there's horror undertones to my character as well and who I am as a performer. And you don't expect me to really push the bar and take it to those lengths, but I have, and I do, and I will continue to do that because a part of like the nature of the beast of what Swerve ultimately is.
You're a mogul, brother. And I love about you is that at your table, everybody eats. So let's talk about what folks are going to see December 11th, again, at the T-Mobile Center, AEW Dynamite. Got Rampage tapings as well. Now, we've got some business with the Hurt Syndicate. Bobby Lashley is All Elite, and MVP Shelton Benjamin, they all seem to be coming for your spot. How do you respond?
Well, they have lyrics in the hook of their song saying they hurt people, but they haven't realized, like, I have a nickname as well, Killshot, and I kill people. So there's a difference. When I do something, you don't come back from it the same. You can hurt me all you want to. I've been hurt before. Truth be told, like Bobby Lashley's hurt me. Unlike anybody has ever hurt me before, like in the past, like, you know, I've ran into like Samoa Joe and guys like that. Bobby Lashley feels completely different. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a task to take someone down like that, especially the resume and the history and the accolades that they have. You know, I don't think wrestling's ever had that, and especially all the wrestling's ever had anybody like that.
Well, man, you have been a part of some of the greatest matches in AEW. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, from that All In London with Bryan Danielson, and I want to talk real quick before I let you go. Can we talk about Dynasty? Can we talk about the day you were crowned the first ever Black World Heavyweight Champion? Just down I-70 from Kansas City, I was there in St. Louis.
I know we say it a lot, but tonight he wrestled the perfect match. He was rewarded for doing so with the richest prize in our sport. Swerve Strickland living his dream. Swerve Strickland can call himself not just the world champion of All Elite Wrestling, but the first ever African-American world champion of All Elite Wrestling. History has been made tonight.
Congratulations to Swerve.
Swerve, can you just take us on that journey?
Yeah, for sure. That was a night that was like crazy, man. It was like a couple days leading up to it. I was just doing a lot of media, throwing out the first pitch at the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Everything felt like all the stars and the planets were aligning for that moment to happen. And even being in the ring, it just still didn't feel real. Like this was the moment for me to take it. That's kind of like how all these things happen. You never know when it's your moment until you're on it. You're standing on that pedestal ready to just be crowned. And so I took a full advantage of that. I had to push harder than I've ever had to before. Samoa Joe was a legend in himself. And for me to share that ring with someone like that, that's just like a man that's done everything, seen everything. I don't take that lightly.
It was a beautiful moment, my friend. Let me let you go with this.
Sir.
The future of Swerve Strickland is what? I know it's bright, and I know you're going to be carrying a lot of belts. What's the sky look like?
I'm going to just simply say endless. And it's real. It's endless and it's going to be real.
Swerve Strickland's going to be in Kansas City. It is December 11th at the T-Mobile Center. My friend, thank you so much for being here. Continued success. And I mean that, brother. You put the culture on your back and it is so appreciated. I want you to know that.
Appreciate you. Thank you, man.
Pedal to the metal, I'm a rebel. Wings, no pedal. Yeah. I'm a heavy knock you up quick like metal. You need metal. John Wick, somebody out of you. You need is impossible.
Jump to a grip, I don't sweat, but I grip. Make no move, here's a grip. Great boss, this a hit. Here's a hit, hit, hit. Dog, rich, rich, rich. Chin, use it, here's a hit. Turn table, you get hit. Hot, bro, catch a vibe. Catch a flick when I drive. Big pressure, I'm fine. Survive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. If he and me, you lost your mind. Top throw, catch a vibe. Catch a flick when I drive. Big pressure, I'm high. In the ring, you both survive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. If he and me, you lost your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Diehard McLean Johnson, take it away.
Terrible brush, yeah. We out of sight, not the have up him height, that the have by sight, not the trade don't fight, yeah. Well, watch your man, that the good day and the discipline. Every discipline's what the world needs today, baby. Discipline, yeah. Heavy, and a heavy discipline. Heavy discipline, not the good day and a... Well, watch your man. Man is due unto a dog. Discipline's what the world needs today, you know. Discipline, and discipline, heavy discipline, yeah. Discipline's what the world needs today, and etiquette, you know. But one of the noblest things a man can do is to do the best he can, yeah. War in the east and a war in the west, war in the north and a war in the south. Crazy Joe, get them out. What a terrible bout. Watch your man, not you.
He's the same kind of man.
That the trade don't trust, cause him don't like the rush. And him don't use the brush, cause that shiny brush, yeah. A war in the east and a war in the west, war in the north and a war in the south. Crazy Joe, get them out. Crazy Joe, get them out. Oh, what a terrible bout, yeah. Well, watch your man. Man is due unto a dog. Discipline's what the world needs today. Not the good day under discipline. Heavy discipline. Good day under discipline. Manners and etiquette, you know. Yeah. Man is due unto a dog. Discipline's what the world needs today, baby. Every discipline, you know.
Oh, not true.
Anywhere you go,
tell you what a terrible bout. That terrible bout, Crazy Joe, get them out. Brush, cause that shiny brush. We'll be right back.
name's Hartzell. We'll see you next week.